guys. Welcome back to the Hurt Locker. Let's get a quick review on the games just gone in the weekend. The Blues go down by 1 point to the Brumbies. Fiji and Drua beat the Chiefs 28-24 in a good game. Moana Pacifica also get the upset on the Hurricanes 40-31, with the Tars beating the Force 34-10, and the Crusaders getting up yesterday against the Reds by a fair margin, 43-19. That first game, the Blues, holy heck, what a game. That first half was crazy. Bodie Barrett was going nuts with some vintage form. It was good to see him show some pace again. I mean, you know, it's it's probably been a fair minute since we've seen him put the jets on like that. But it's good to see. Hopefully he recovers from that hand injury, which Brent Cotter said was quite bad when he had that little interview after the halftime with the commentators. Nonetheless, hopefully he gets back into form. Let's see. So obviously Harry Plummer is going to step up into that position, and let's see how they go over the next few while. I mean, that doesn't get any easier for them with the Blues playing the Chiefs coming up this next weekend. And then you go over to the next game from that week. Let's go to Fiji and Drua versus the Chiefs. Holy heck, what a game. I told you guys in the preview that rain is really going to stuff up what the Chiefs are going to try and do. It's going to slow them right down, and that it did. And like I said, the Fiji and Drua weren't going to change the way they played. Offloads all over the place. Isaiah Armstrong, Ravula, holy heck, that man is the gel for the forwards and backs. He keeps them together, keeps them orientated. Whenever they get lost, he puts it to the boot. Otherwise, if not for that, you just got guys offloading all over the damn place, making breaks and getting some crazy tries like we saw in that game. So it was good to see them get the W against, not only against the Chiefs, the best team in the Super Rugby right now, but also to win at home in Lotoka. So quite proud of the boys, actually. It was a good game to watch. Next, you had the Moana Pacifica game, 40-31. Holy heck, a game of the round for me watching Moana. And, you know, they did that whole second half without their skipper, Artie. So guys like James Lay step up, and then Tomatania steps up in the captain position. I mean, that captaincy switches three times. And, you know, it might be small for some people, but that is quite big because someone else steps up to the frame to lead your team from the front. But the fact that they pulled that performance together without Artie in the second half just shows how good that team's gelling together. And that's kind of a reflection of what they did in the preseason and the offseason leading up to this moment. Because if you told me in the last 3 years that the Moana Pacifica would put on a performance like that against the Hurricanes, would probably tell you you're lying. And now when they do that, you know, obviously people are happy with the quote-unquote upset, but is it really an upset with the star-studded lineup they have? I mean, those boys are crazy work, man. You know, you got guys like Simisi Tupouta'iloa in the number 8 jersey, Miracle Failangi, who I think is on a lot of people's radars right now, especially overseas. I mean, that guy's going crazy. He's got his engine must be huge. And then the man of the match, who got named today, Patrick Pellegrini. What a game. It's good to see someone putting the ball to the boot and putting it in the right spots on the field. It gets them not only out of trouble, but like we saw, he put the ball in some good positions, so guys like Kyron could get to it. And then, you know, especially with the team directions, and like I said, I think it was in last week's review, I said they're going to have to work on the counter-attack, and then the back three are going to have to get in the right position. Look what they did. I mean, from right smack bang early on when William Havili was in a good position, took the mark, kicked the ball out, reset their positions. I mean, it was it just flowed right from the start, and it was good from the boys. I think the margin could have been quite bigger considering, you know, the Hurricanes got those last two tries quite late in the mix, and it was kind of just defensive lapses by Moana. But nonetheless, I'm so stoked for the boys and so proud of the boys to get that dub against the Canes. It was a good game. That plan with the Canes, the sub bench, I mean, I don't know. I understood a bit earlier, and I thought it would kind of get on for a whole half, but yeah, it was just a bit messy. I mean, with them not starting, I think it actually ended up not working in their favor because they just couldn't get a roll on. The momentum wasn't there for the boys like Duplessis to come on, and you know, guys like Pasilio Tosi. So, I mean, Harry Godfrey still played a great game, guys like that. Baylen Sullivan did really well, and that matchup, like I said, against Lolomilo was still really good. So, look, it was a bloody good game, and at the end of the day, it's just good to see Moana get their first dub for the season. The Waratahs game versus the Force, I thought it was going to be a lot closer than that, but number 14 in the Tars, Max Jorgensen, holy smokies, that guy got some fantasy points. If you captain him, good on you, because you'll probably go right up there. And, you know, other than that, you got guys like in the fullback position. As you go through in that Waratahs team, you know, we've been used to seeing Joseph Swali'i on the back there. But for this game, they had Andrew Callaway, and that guy showed his experience. I mean, he was all over the place that game. On the left, right, putting the boots of ball. It was good. It was a really good game to see. Angus Bell and Sanila Tupou, they're showing there. I mean, that might be the propping duo for the Wallabies, I reckon. I mean, those guys are playing bloody good. Sanila, he needs to probably stop grubbering the ball. He had like three grubbers that game. But look, GG to the Waratahs for that game. They put themselves in some pretty prime position on the tables of the Super Rugby. They're sitting second now with 13 points, 3 wins, 0 losses. The next game in the Super Rugby Pacific for the weekend, the Satyrs yesterday against the Reds. Taha, holy moly, you are going well, my boy. That guy is killing it. His footwork's crazy. He's putting the boot to ball in good spots where he wants it. Good to see Levi Amua get in at the end of that game. I thought it would also be closer. In fact, to be quite honest, I actually tipped the Reds for this game. And geez, did the Satyrs prove me wrong with guys like Taha, like I just mentioned, going straight into world-class performances by Seville Reese, who has just picked up his engine for another year, which we did need to see from him considering some of his off-field decisions in the last wee while. But then also guys like Will Jordan coming into some fine form again after a year of injury. Ethan Blackadder, Cullen Grace. Holy smokies, those guys are also on fire. So hopefully those boys get up for some of the other games they've got coming up, because they're going to have to play the Force this weekend. It's not going to be easy. I mean, we're going to see Ethan Blackadder versus Carl Tozzano, which will be a sick matchup. And then they go against the Blues and Moana. So the Satyrs for the next quarter have some tough games coming up, which is not, it's good for them going into the middle season where it's going to start getting quite heavy with injuries and when the fatigue starts kicking in. But they are showing some fine form and some of those players are really picking up their game. So it's good to see. Look, we'll break down more of these games in depth during the week. I'll let you know release day. Also, we have those prizes coming up for this week. And what I'm going to do is they're going to be $200 Prezi cards, one for the highest point scorer of this round. So whoever just gets the most points for round 5, and then also whoever is in first place for our team ladders, or well, for our rankings in our fantasy league. If you're not in our fantasy Hurt Locker League, give me a message on Instagram and I'll send you the code or the invite link. Other than that, thanks for listening to the potty. That's just a quick review. We'll break it down later in the week. Other than that, stay locked in with the Hurt Locker.